my Swedish friends. How we doing today, Michelle?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing fantabulous. Any better, and you know, I'd be any better.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, goodness. And that is our song today, Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. Yes. All right. And I do believe this one was one of your picks.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Because I thought I was doing a good job and then ended up at like karaoke and somebody did it and I could see the words up on the screen. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. If I didn't know he was the name of the song was Sex on Fire, I would be like, well, the set is on fire. Who's on? What's going? No, it was wrong. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to jump into what we found for the lyrics.
And it is, lay where you're laying. Don't make a sound. I know they're watching. They're watching. All the commotion. The kitty-like play. Has people talking. Talking. Pause right there.
Yeah, we'll stop there because
almost went right there.
Right there. I love it. You do it right there. Right there. Oh my goodness. Okay. So
what did you get, Karen?
I got Hey Where You Laying. Omit the sound. I know they're watching all the commotion. It kitty law the pain. Hey, have been talking.
It kitty law.
Kitty law. I was like, what is he saying? I like kitty, like kitty, not kiddy. Like I really had to listen. I thought it was saying.
Sound like you were speaking Latin or just backwards. It kitty law.
It killed the pain. And I was like, it what? And then at first I thought he was saying it killed the pain. And I was so confused.
I was worried on this song because I was like getting a lot right from the get-go. And then I was like, well, maybe I fixed it. I don't know. But yeah, I'm glad. I was panicking, but I'm glad you messed it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I totally off the bat. I was like, what did he just, kitty likes, who? The pain? Omit the sound. I did not hear don't make a sound. I just heard omit. And I was like, omit the sound. I was like, okay, we're going to omit
a sound. It sounds like Depeche Mode, omit the sound. Just like the phrase of it.
Yes, yeah.
Like so, it's being some goth rock.
I was like, okay, we can get on that. You know, hey, where you're laying, just be quiet. That's kind of how I took it, but omit the sound. Yeah.
So every once in a while, I would hear the lay where you're laying. Sometimes I would hear down where you're laying. And then I got most of it all right. Don't make a sound. I know they're watching. They're watching. Oh, and this is where I mess up. All the promotion. Can't even play. Have people talking. Talking.
Okay, so all the promoting you and you can't even play and, you know, people are talking and talking. I kind of could see that angle.
Yeah, like our audience is growing big, but they don't know that we can't even play. And then we go back to the real lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Your sex is on fire. And that's pretty much the chorus at the moment. They add on to it later.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I got you, this sex is on fire.
I got, yeah.
I thought it said yeah, but I was like, I had to listen to it a couple times and I was like, we're going to go with you because he says you later on because I'm not 100.
And then I got this sex is on fire. So that's why I was like excited. I was like, yeah, this sex is fire.
That's like, what I got. This sex is on fire. And I was like, how did I get that so wrong here? I don't know. But okay, if you, yeah, yay, we got it the same.
And then we go back to the dark of the alley, the breaking of day, the head while I'm driving. Thank you. Because I've been giggling.
Yes. I'm driving.
Soft lips are open. Knuckles are pale. Feels like you're dying. You're dying.
Let's stop there because that is not at all what I thought they said. Not at all. I did not hear the dark of the alley. I heard drive to the island, the breaking of the day, head while I'm driving. Some people are open. Knuckles of Hell.
Knuckles of Hell?
Yep. Just like you're dying.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just like dying. Your dad.
No. So, yeah, I... yeah.
I like yours.
Thank you. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I did not hear soft lips are open, knuckles are pale. Not at all. I just, some people are open, knuckles of hell. I don't know, but that's my version. It's what I mean.
Some people are open and the knuckles of hell. I have questions on your version.
I don't really know, like, what we're fisting or who we're doing. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, thank you. I was trying to be PG, like, okay.
Oh, I already
knew. Some people are open.
I already knew where you were going, Michelle.
No judgment.
Because after I wrote it down, I was like, what the hell? What am I? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got, we almost got the same thing, down in the island.
No way. Yes. Yeah. I was driving to the island and you're down in the island. So,
and then sometimes I would hear down in where I live.
Okay, I could see that too.
Regular day. Head while I'm driving, and that's when I said, "Sir, I'm driving." And then I was like, "Was there a video for this?" I was very concerned. Sometimes we're open. Not people, but I got sometimes we're open.
Okay. We heard the open.
Yeah. Knuckles are pale. Feels like you're dying. You're dying. And then.
Okay.
Yeah. I
like that, though.
Little bits and pieces were wrong, but.
Right. But we were both on the same island, man.
Yeah. No alley. We just went on an island.
Okay. Now we go back into the chorus. The you, your sex is on fire, consumed with what's to transpire. I got you, your sex is on fire, and then I got conserve with the watch of transpire.
With the watch?
Yeah, conserve with the watch of transpire. I have no idea.
I got
what
watch with you, but we got something.
Yay!
Else.
What did you get?
So I got back to, yeah, this sex is on fire. And so it's like, and so, instead of, what was it?
Consumed.
I was, and so, where the watch list is on fire.
Where the watch list is on fire. Wow.
We had a really good watch list. Not a playlist, a watch list.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were
Netflixing. I guess we were Netflixing and chilling. Oh. So back to the lyrics. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, yes. How does it?
Oh,
no,
you go.
Go for it. No. I'm,
you jump.
I just didn't know if you were. No. Oh. I'm all good.
Hot as a fever, rattling bones, I could just taste it. If it's not forever, if it's just tonight, oh, it's still the greatest.
Yes, so, Lord, I got hot as a fever, rattling bones, I could just taste it. It's not the rapper, it's just tonight, oh, it's still the greatest.
About started really laughing hard on the wrapper. I'm like, oh god. Oh dear.
Oh, he could taste it. It's not the wrapper. Oh my god. Lord.
Okay, so my mess ups were right off the bat. How does it feel though? Or how does feel though? Rattling bones. I could just taste it. If it's not the robber, it's just a knife. Oh, it's still the greatest. Greatest.
Not the robber, it's just a knife.
It's not the robber, it's just a knife.
Just tonight, it's just a knife. Oh, I can
like
see
a knife.
That. Yeah, I get
like,
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't rob you with the gun, he robbed you with a knife. You know?
It's not the robber, it's just a knife.
Wow.
We go back to the chorus.
Yes.
And your sex is on fire.
So I did
so
not hear the ands. I didn't hear the
or
ands.
You. I like yeah.
I heard the you. I heard yeah.
I think yeah would be better on this one, just my opinion. And your sex is on fire, consumed with what's to transpire. Oh, and we're just repeating.
And then we repeat that again.
Yeah.
So I got your sex is on fire, console with the watch that transpirer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's how I wrote it down. Lord help me. And mm-hmm. I got that twice. Mm-hmm. Console with the watch that transpire.
Oh, this is where I finally, this repeat part is where I finally heard the you. I'm like, oh, but it was more you, this sex is on fire. And so where the watch list is on fire.
And so where the watch list is on fire.
Because we're in a Netflix and chill, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
What kind of watch list are we on? A Homeland Security watch list, or a
I don't know
Netflix that will be determined. Well, that's gonna wrap it up for the lyrics part here.
Sorry,
no need to be. Anywho's, yeah, we'll be right back with some fun facts and tiddly bits. Swedish friends.
I'm still hearing, it's just a knife. It's just a knife.
I think I heard something like the watch list is on fire. I was like, yeah, I can see that now. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's sexes
of the fire.
Sex on fire, sex on fire. What the
You're
hell?
You're talking like, what's her name from, what is her name? Star Child. Is it Star Child?
I wrote sex of fire instead of sex on fire here. I don't know who Star Child, whatever child.
She's on like Teen Titans.
Oh, God, I haven't seen that in forever, girl.
Oh, mm-mm. We're still on it. Oh, it's good.
No, okay.
Or no, we're on Teen Titans Go, where they're all like silly and goofy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I swear it's like Star something. Can't even think of her name. Anyways, fun facts and tiddly bits.
Yes, for our song today, Sex on Fire by the Kings of Leon.
Not Sex of the Fire.
Not Sex of the Fire. Or Sex of Fire.
Or This Sex is on Fire.
So this is the first single off of their fourth album. Only by night, be night, whatever. Jesus Christ, am I
right? Only by the night.
Only by the night. I really like blacked out some of this stuff here. I'm like, I have album only Be Night. Thank you, Michelle. And it was their first number one in Australia, Finland, Ireland, and the UK.
It'd be better if they were Australian and with that little slip up.
Right?
Oh, that's a knife. This knife is on fire. Yeah, I can't go Australian. That sucks.
In September 2009, this was Britain's second most downloaded digital single ever. How wild is that?
That's pretty wild.
That's a great one. I like that.
Yeah. So let's see here. It was recorded April 23rd of 2008 and then released August 11th of 2008.
Yes, it was. That's, 2008 seems like so long ago. Wow. Okay.
That was only a minute ago.
Sure. Sure.
We don't talk about it.
It has sold 1.2 million copies in the UK as of November 2012.
Was it more popular in the UK than here?
I'm not really sure. I'm,
it just seems like a lot of statistics. It has stuttered.
More of a relevance, I think, when it's in the UK than here. I don't know. It made number 56 on the Billboard Hot 100 here in the US and number 41 on U.S. Hot Modern Rock Tracks.
And then it also was a number 40 of Rolling Stone's list of best songs of 2008, like the top 100.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right on. Yeah. So let's just jump right into what the meaning of this song is about. So
I found a couple of different ones.
What the band says it's about, it's inspired by STD, a sexually transmitted disease. The rockers have joked their hit was inspired by one of them getting a nasty illness after sleeping with a girl. Which I was like, wow, sex on fire. Well, that explains it. We're not going to go into STDs with y'all, but so.
Oh, and that's our other fun fact is the whole entire band is like brothers.
There are three brothers and a cousin. Caleb, yeah. Jared, and Nathan are brothers.
But you're all related and you're writing about a song about sex. Sex,
I know.
I'm like, whoa. I know. And then head while you're driving too, to where I'm like, oh, oh God.
I know.
Like, how? I don't know.
I never had
that, like with siblings, like, hey, let's talk about sex. No, no.
Oh, we were very open in my family, so we were always joking about sex and stuff. So, I mean, that's not too creepy to me. It's just funny.
For me, I'm just kind of like, whoa. But I had like a huge age gap, and it was like a brother, so I don't know.
Yeah, we were all sisters, so yeah. It's different being all boys and all girls, I would think.
Yeah.
A little bit than, yeah, it would just be creepy the other way around.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I'm there. Now I can understand. Yeah. Thank you for circling me back, because the whole time I'm like, no, we don't talk about that.
Yeah. They did get a Grammy nomination for Best Rock Song, Best Rock Album, and they won a Grammy for Best Rock Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group that year in 2008, so... You know, they put in the work. They have formed in 1999, so they've been around for a little bit and then had quite success in 2008 with their fourth album, it seemed like.
You took most of my fun facts. Oh, the video.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Did you watch the video for it?
I did watch the video for it. It was very weird and...
What was with the damn black smoke? I'm like, was this a possession? And if we just watched an exorcism... I didn't see any holy water. I didn't see a priest. I didn't see any salt. I got a lot of complaints and I have a lot of questions about this.
I was like, is this for ambiance? What is going on here? Is this like what I was a little lost.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be more sex. I'm sorry, honestly.
And that's where I got nervous too. Sorry, I swung myself back in. Yeah. I wanted to know how they were going to do the head while you're driving. Like, was there going to be a guy like, I don't know why I pictured it's going to be a truck. But is there going to be a guy driving and then all of a sudden you see like a girl's head like kind of pop up like, hello, how are you today?
Right.
Yeah. I had questions.
Or, you know, the hand motion, head while I'm driving.
Yeah.
You know, up and something. Down, bobbing. I was wondering. But then it was like the video was just this weird them.
Yeah. Even Bloodhound Gang, whenever they did their song.
You and me, baby, ain't
No. The Foxtrot uniform, Charlie Kilo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even that song had like a whole, they were very open and blunt with everything.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so anywho, circling back around, the only other really fun fact that I have left is that the band is named after their grandfather, Leon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
He passed away in 2012, but yeah, they named the band King of Leon after
at least
Grandpa Leon.
Grandpa Leon got to see them like
have major success. Yeah,
like look what I just did. Yeah, yeah. Be like present for
like,
that.
They like, named that after me. Yeah.
That's my grandsons, and like just be there to congratulate them if they were happy.
That's
with all
huge.
That.
That's like they did him proud. So I love that. I love that for them. You got anything else, Michelle?
Not very much. Just that they were born in, like, they lived in, like, Oklahoma and Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah. To where I'm like, oh, look at us go.
Little Oklahoma connection. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
But they were like, let's get the hell out of here. And I'm like, oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
We don't blame you.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, thank you for hanging in there with us. I hope you enjoyed our fun facts and tiddly bits. I'm sure there's lots more. And if you have a song you want us to listen to and tell you what we heard, how can they reach us, Michelle?
They can reach us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can email us at myswedishfriendpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. My Swedish Friend Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and myswedishfriendpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening today. Just a reminder, we do not own the rights to the music played today. Also, a big shout out to Still First in Space for producing our theme music. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please drop us a line at myswedishfriendpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at myswedishfriendpodcast.